We're visiting with Hartford head football coach Colton Barrett on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, first off, congratulations to you and to the ball club on your 48-0 victory over Wakefield last Friday night. As you look back at that game, what stands out about your team's play?
You know, I thought we played really physical from the start. You know, it's like a broken record this year talking about our team. And when we want to play physical, a lot of good things happen for us. And when we're not the most physical team, a lot of bad things happen for us. You know, I thought the guys did a really good job of handling our penalties, limiting our turnovers. We had a turnover to start the play or start the game, and then we had a drive stall out because of penalties. And then after that point, we got it fixed, and we were able to control the tempo of the game and control, you know, the style of play that we wanted to play, and that really showed benefits for us.
Another good offensive outing for your running back, Slayton Scholl. He just continues to get the job done for you.
Yeah, you know, as a coach, it's really nice to be able to turn around and hand the ball off to your running back and to see the success that he's having this year. And, you know, that definitely takes the pressure off of some of our younger guys that are stepping up in our passing game. And it really feeds our team. When we're able to run the ball, that shows that we're the most physical team. And our guys just feed off that. And, you know, that's the recipe for success for us, is to be able to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football and be able to control the clock. And it was a really nice way to get another win.
We're visiting with Hartford head football coach Colton Barrett on the Area Coach's Corner. The 48 points maybe not too unexpected because of what you've been able to do this season, but getting the shutout defensively, how big was that for your football team?
I think it was huge. Coming into the game, we knew Wakefield had a lot of talent on their team. They have some young guys stepping in, but they got some guys that are returning that have been able to do some damage in our district. So to go in there and be able to hold them out of the end zone was huge. A couple turnovers forced down in the red area, guys rallying to the football, actually buying in on defense and understanding that we controlled the game through the defensive end instead of relying on our offense was a huge step for our program. And hopefully our guys can take that and understand that, you know, when we play with that type of urgency and that type of you know, connection on defense, that we're a tough team. And hopefully, you know, going into this last week of district play and into the playoffs, we hope we continue to build on our defensive prowess and we can continue to benefit from that.
Now, as you mentioned, big game coming up on Friday night, taking on Meredosine Valley. And when you look at the district standings, right there tied for that number two spot. As you look at Meredosine Valley, though, what challenges will they offer your football team?
You know, they got some talent on their team that we've seen the last couple years. They got a running quarterback that is dangerous if you let him outside the pocket. They got some playmakers on the outside that we have to be able to remember where they're at, locate them, and be able to handle what they're trying to do offensively. They like to kind of do no huddle check with me kind of stuff on offense. That'll be something new that we haven't played against this year. And defensively, you know, we understand that if we're physical, it's going to be a benefit to us. And if they're the most physical team, it's going to be a dogfight. So our guys are really, really looking forward to it. This is a big game for us. You know, like you said, it's for second place in our district. It's for a home playoff game. And, you know, our senior class has really, really bought in these last couple of weeks to motivate our team to finish strong. And hopefully we can see some results on Friday.
But how much fun has it been to be able to prepare for a game that means this much this time of the season?
Oh, it's great. You know, I've been telling our guys just starting last Monday that, you know, from here on out, it's a playoff game for us. We approached Wakefield like a playoff game, and I thought we saw the success that we wanted to see, and nothing changes this week. It's another playoff game for us. It's a huge one. It's exciting. You know, it's something that the kids are really getting up for. And hopefully we can control all the emotions and, you know, be able to execute our game plan and see the results that we want to see.
Coach Barrett, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck on Friday night against Meredosine Valley, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Thanks for having me.
That's Hartford head football coach Colton Barrett on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Hartford State Bank and by Hartford One Stop on Country 101.7 FM.